It is 8:05. It is time for a very special foodstuff. So this foodstuff brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. They just opened their dining rooms at all four locations. Here we go. Coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee. I don't know why I said it like that. We're morning people. Are we all coffee? Lance is not.
No. I've become one.
As of when?
I would say I've gotten into it in the last maybe 9 months.
Really?
Yeah.
And were you just occasionally before then or never?
No. Couldn't stand it. I tell you what changed. I guess it was 2015 or 16. My wife and I went to New Orleans and we both fell in love. She did it first with this particular coffee in New Orleans. And it's a lot of flavored coffees. They have a Southern Pecan, which was the original one that she came to like quite a bit. And then because it's in New Orleans, we were ordering it here in St. Louis, which we still do. And then I'm like, hey, you know, that smells pretty good. How's it taste? Now, I have to put some sugar in it for me to like coffee, but I have come around, and now I think we have about 4 different flavors of this particular coffee, and I have some every day.
I would like to try some of that.
What would you like to try? The Mardi Gras or the coconut or the Southern Pecan?
Southern
Bourbon Pecan.
Pecan
Pie. Yeah, that one.
Mardi Gras, like...
It has a party
in your mouth.
It's a little bit of chicory in there, which is a New Orleans thing.
Chicory. Yeah, I was late in life to the coffee game. I didn't start until I was 34, 35 years old, so just about 6 months ago.
I was a longtime coffee drinker. Probably drank coffee for the longest time on the morning show, but when I broke my jaw, I gave it up because it just like didn't sit right in my stomach. I tried coffee again a couple days ago, and it did not go well.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I don't know what it is. I've been drinking chai tea in the morning.
Love chai tea.
Mm-hmm.
Big, big fan. Yeah. 7 in 10 adults in America drink coffee. 49% of coffee drinkers have 2 to 3 cups a day. I'm a 2-cup type of guy. 45% keep it just 1 cup, and 6% have at least 4 cups of coffee a day.
Yeah, the weekend's my big coffee time.
Really?
Yeah. Because you can enjoy the entire pot.
Are you having it here?
No, I make a thermos, and I take it on the road. So I drink it as I drive.
You have that thermos? Oh, you drink it as you drive.
Yeah, it's a Tervis tumbler thing, so yeah.
He makes like an iced coffee drink that's very, it's like a sugary one,
That's
right?
What I used to do. I used to do a lot of that until Sarah started doing just, you know, a lot of hot black coffee, and that's kind of my go-to now.
So, really?
Yeah.
There's a map about what people like in every state. In Missouri and Illinois, sugar and cream.
Well, yeah.
Both states. Pretty basic, guys.
It's the best that way.
Half of us are making coffee at home. The average cup of coffee at a coffee shop, $3. So if you buy it 5 days a week, it's about $780 a year.
Yeah.
Less than 1 in 5 people say they take advantage of the free coffee at work? What? That seems crazy to me.
Yeah. Well,
we have free coffee at work, but I would bring my own.
Is that number impacted by where we've been the last 6 months, you think, maybe?
Right, that's what I was wondering, if that's when the survey, they were like, I haven't seen work in 4 months.
Yeah. I got to go to work to get the coffee.
Yeah.
Free coffee at work, I pay for in my kitchen.
Invest in a coffee maker that has a timer on it. You set it and forget it the night before, and you wake up in the morning to fully brewed pot of coffee.
Oh.
I like that.
It's amazing.
Hey, my next story, as I just realized, is probably the thing you guys were talking about with the how to make $13,000 on the side, right?
Yeah.
Or does it just happen to be another story about
nope,
that?
Okay. That's it.
Well, first of all, I just want to set some boundaries and let you guys know to stay away from food stories because that's my territory. But I'm doing it.
Okay, I thought you were going to be upset that we said you were the one who could earn $13,000.
I'm an easy target. The reason is that somebody's paying people $13,000 to lose their quarantine weight. Yes, I've gained plenty. Yes, my co-hosts are ridiculing me. Yes, my mother even made a comment last night.
Wow.
I get it.
What'd she say?
I hit 200 pounds for the first time in my life. I'm not excited about it. Wow. Thanks, Lance. You're supposed to be on my side.
As long as you don't carry it in your calves, I think you're all right.
My calves look great. But I've started this week. I've got this mail delivery. They're mailing me microwave meals. So I got that because I'm on the go. And I feel good about it. I've been playing more pickleball. Seen Jason several times. Had a heck of a workout yesterday. Yeah. But more importantly, I don't need to defend myself to you guys.
But here's the thing. Why not do it and make $13,000? We are just saying it because we learned early on in the quarantine, Lance has dropped a ton of weight.
Yeah.
Like 20 pounds?
The peak was 27. I'm about 21 pounds down currently.
So he can't earn $13,000.
Nope. It's a little too late, this idea for me.
This website, Total Shape, announced they're going to pay people to lose the weight that they gained in quarantine, and it's going to be $13,000. They're going to pick four people to try a different diet and keep track of their progress on social media. These people will get $8,000 each, and then they can get a $5,000 bonus if they hit the different milestones.
I think you can do this.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
I think so, too. There's a website where you can apply. I'm not going to share it so that I win.
Just look up lose COVID weight, $13,000.
You just have to have a BMI over 30. I assume that I do. I don't know what that is.
How tall are you? I know
what it is. I just can't remember mine now. I think I blocked it out. I am 6 feet tall.
Let's see.
Okay. I think you have to hold a machine and you squeeze.
Yeah, and they tell you what it is. Right.
You can also go online and do the calculator.
Yeah, there used to be a chart for that.
Are you calculating? Let me know.
Yeah. Just 6 feet, right?
Yes.
Okay.
A good solid 6 feet, though.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say just 6 feet. Yeah. Nope. Your BMI is too low.
It is?
Yeah.
What'd you put in? 6 feet, 200 pounds?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Well.
Let's see how much more you have to gain.
Yes, I'm out to lose.
Right, yeah. Hold,
please.
Yeah, I can focus on gaining for a little bit.
Wow, you still can't? That's still not. Oh, geez.
I don't count? That's crazy.
You have to gain. Whoa.
Somebody tell my mom. That's all I'm saying.
I think you have to gain 21. Oh, you have to gain 21 more pounds.
I can do it.
Come on, you can do it.
Give me a Burger King and a Schnucks frozen foods aisle, and I will knock it out. All right, we're running out of time, but I want to talk about this. Hershey just launched a map to help parents decide if trick-or-treating is safe in their town. So they teamed up with Harvard.
Never heard of it.
And the Halloween and Costume Association.
Oh, yeah. They've got skin in the game.
The map allows users to hover over every county in the country and see if it's a green, yellow, orange, or red zone. For instance, if you're in a green zone, you'll find there's a place in Oregon they picked out. There's been a total of 12 cases of coronavirus, zero deaths, which means trick-or-treating presumably is safe if you follow the safety guidelines. Yellow zones, a bit more caution. Orange zones. Now, this is St. Charles County, St. Louis County. And again, this is according to Hershey and Harvard, so I'm not trying to tell you how to live your lives. Just telling you what's going on. In orange zones, the map suggests exercising more caution and getting creative, like trick-or-treating in reverse, where kids stay on their front lawns and adults drive by with candy. You know, they're in their costumes, the whole thing. In red zones, virtual, folks, you got to slow things down.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take a look at some more counties here in our area.
Nothing's worse than virtual candy.
Yeah.
I feel like we should really look at... I'm most concerned about Kevin.
We are. We have no green zones in the entire states of Missouri and Illinois. I'll tell you that.
Wow.
St. Louis County, St. Louis City, you said are orange, right?
That is correct.
Franklin County's red.
Green County, Illinois, red.
Yeah.
St. Charles County, orange. That's true. Lincoln County, orange.
Gasconade, red.
Calhoun County, Illinois, yellow.
Hey.
Franklin County. Red. A lot of orange. It's a whole lot of orange around us, guys. You can check this thing out.
But that just means we have time to turn it around before Halloween.
Let's turn it around so that we don't have to trick-or-treat in reverse.
Yeah. Kevin, what county are you?
Jersey County.
I bet you're orange. St. Clair's orange. Madison County's orange. Oh, Jersey County, you're orange, bro. Daily new cases per 100,000 people is 24.3. Daily new cases, 5.3. Total cases, 361. Total deaths, 13.
Here's the deal. Go trick-or-treat over in Calhoun County because it's yellow.
And Montgomery County's yellow as well.
Yeah.
Sangamon County. I don't know that one. Yellow. Yeah, Morgan County, Illinois. Springfield. These are all yellow. Yeah,
but Calhoun's right next to Kevin. Yeah. So
cross the river. Bring the COVID over there. This is how dark is this though? That it's like, are we trick or treating this year? Well, how many deaths have there been in our county? Regardless, check this thing out. It's interesting, even if it just helps you with your geography of the counties. Halloween2020.org. We'll post about it at y98.com.
Food stamps.
All right, Lance Hildebrand right now with a look at traffic.